welcome to our third night here of the Cracking the Prophecy Code Seminar.
大家晚上好，再次欢迎大家来参加第三晚的这个偷窥未来的讲座会。
I'm excited about our subject tonight.
今天晚上呢，我对今天我要讲的题目非常的兴奋。
But before we launch into our subject,
在我们今天晚上还没有开始之前呢，
I want to remind you of the famous statement by Winston Churchill.
我要再一次的提醒大家，有关于这个丘吉尔他所发出的这样的一句话，一段话。
Most people sometime in their lives stumble across the truth.
大多数的人在他们人生的某一个时候呢，都会碰见真理。
Most jump up and brush themselves off and hurry on about their business as if nothing had happened.
可是大多数的人呢，他们就跳起来，可是呢，扫一扫自己，却继续的去进行他们每日的事，好像若无其事这样。
You don't want to be that person.
我希望你不是这样的一个人。
And tonight, as we study the Bible,
今天晚上当我们研究圣经，
we want God to give us wisdom and understanding.
我们要求上帝给我们智慧。
Before we open the Bible together,
在我们还没有翻开我们的圣经之前，
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父，
As we open the Bible together tonight,
今天晚上我们一起打开圣经，
Speak to us.
求你向我们说话。
Help us to understand the mystery of death from the Bible.
求你帮助我们能够明白圣经里面所讲到有关于死的奥秘。
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名感谢你。
Tonight, I want to talk to you about Marco Polo.
今天晚上我要跟大家讲论这个人马可波罗。
Marco Polo was an Italian.
马可波罗是个意大利人。
He was born in the middle of the 13th century.
他是在13世纪中叶出生的一个人。
His father was an explorer.
他的父亲是个探险家。
And when he was of age, he also set out to discover other parts of the world.
然后他到了一个年纪呢，他也出发去探险世界各不同的地方。
His journeys took him to the faraway land of China.
他呢，就来到了很远的这个中国。
And he didn't just go and visit China.
他不只是去探访这个中国。
He stayed there for 17 years.
而且呢，他居住在这个地方17年之久。
At the time, the Chinese emperor's name was Kublai Khan.
当时的这个中国的皇帝叫做忽必烈汗。
And what's amazing is that this emperor favored Marco Polo.
这个大汗呢，就是忽必烈大汗呢，他就很喜欢马可波罗这个人。
And under his permission, Marco Polo toured much of China.
因为他的帮助，所以他就旅行了很多这大部分中国的地方。
He saw many things that he had never seen before.
他就看见了他从没有见过的东西。
And after 17 years in China,
17年在中国之后，
he went back to Italy.
他就回到意大利。
There was a war going on.
在当时呢就有战争。
He was put in prison.
他就被下到监牢里。
But while he was in prison,
当他在监牢里，
he began to share these stories of the amazing things that he had seen in China.
他就开始告诉其他的人他在中国所看到的那些奇妙的事。
He began to talk about rocks that would burn.
他就开始讲有关于这个石头啊是能够燃烧起来的。
You see, at that time in the West, they had not discovered coal yet.
在当时的西方他们还没有发现煤。
He talked about things that people had on their eyes that helped them see better.
然后他就说到有些人呢在眼睛那边有一些东西可以帮助他们看得更清楚的。
You see, the West had not yet discovered eyeglasses.
当时呢他们并没有眼镜。
He even discovered ice cream.
他甚至发现了这个冰淇淋。
And he also discovered noodles.
而且发现了这个面条。
Some scholars believe that Marco Polo was the one who helped inspire spaghetti in Italy.
有些人就相信呢，其实马可波罗这个人就是把面条带到意大利去，变成意大利粉的这个人。
But he talked about many other things that he saw.
可是他谈论到很多他所看见的事。
He described that the emperor was so powerful.
当时他形容当时的那个皇帝是那么的有能力。
He had 10,000 men.That were training birds to hunt for him.
他有一万个人啊，就训练这些鹰啊，去帮助他打猎。
He talked about a banquet where the emperor fed 40,000 people at one time.
这个时候，这个皇帝他一请客就是40,000人这样子。
And as he was telling these stories,
当他说这些故事的时候,
a writer heard about what he was saying.
有一个作家他就听见了这件事。
And this writer came to the prison.
然后这个作家他就来到了这个监牢里。
Began to write down what Marco Polo was saying.
就开始记录下来马可波罗所写的东西。
They published the book.
然后他们就出版了这个书。
And as people began to read this,
人们开始读他的书。
They were amazed.
他们就非常的惊讶。
But very quickly, they did not believe what he was saying.
可是很快的，他们就根本不相信他所说的这些东西。
In fact, Marco Polo became known, or I should say, his name became synonymous with lying.
可是呢，那个时候人们不相信，所以马可波罗这个名词呢，就是等于说骗话的人。
Little children in elementary school,
甚至是小学的小孩
when they wanted to accuse someone of lying,
他们要说人家讲骗话的时候
they would say, you're doing Marco Polo.
他们就会说啊，你就是马可波罗做马可波罗做的事。
When Marco Polo was dying,
马可波罗快死了
a priest came to his bedside.
个神父就来到他的床前
and he said, Marco Polo,I want you to repent and confess that everything that you said was a lie.
神父说啊，马可波罗，你必须要悔改，你要承认你所说的都是骗人的。
And the last thing that Marco Polo said,
可是马可波罗最后所说的话是
he said, I have not even told you half of what I saw.
我所看见的我还没有告诉你一半呢。
That was the last thing he ever said.
这是他最后所说的话。
Because then he died.
然后他就去世了。
Marco Polo visited a foreign land.
马可波罗去到一个外国。
And he brought back the amazing stories of all of these wonderful things.
然后他就把这些很奇妙的故事带回来。
But you know, today, Christians believe.
今天呢，很多的基督徒就相信。
That people that die go to even a more exciting place than even China.
那些死了的人呢？他们去到一个比中国还更令人惊讶万分的一个国度。
When you study the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
，there were many people that died that were resurrected.
很多人他们从死里复活。
This is a famous painting of the resurrection of Lazarus.
这是拉撒路复活的这个一个图画。
But Jesus also resurrected Jairus' daughter.
可是耶稣呢，也使雅鲁的女儿复活。
The widow of Nain, her son, he resurrected him.
还有拿因的寡妇，她的儿子也复活。
Paul resurrected Eutychus.
保罗呢，也使那个小男孩复活。
There are many people in the Bible that were resurrected.
圣经里面有记载，很多的人从死里复活。
But this is so strange.
可是呢，很奇怪的一件事。
All of these people,
这所有的人
they all had one thing in common.
他们都有一件。相同的是
all these people that were resurrected from the dead,
这些所有从死里复活了的人
they had nothing to say about the amazing journey that they had to heaven.
他们有关于他们去到天国的这个奇妙的路程呢都没有什么好说的。
If you die and go straight to heaven,
如果你死了直接到天国去
then all of these people should have told the greatest story that could ever be told.
那么这所有的人呢就应该好好的诉说他们那最大的故事。
What heaven is like?
这最伟大故事说天国是怎样的？看起来是怎么样的
？What you eat there?
吃的是什么
？What God looks like?
上帝是怎么样的
？But you know what?
可是你知道吗
？They never said a single thing.
他们一句话都没有说。
This is the greatest story that was never told.
这就是最伟大可是从来没有被诉说的故事。
Perhaps.
很可能。
Maybe Christians are wrong about what happens when you die.
可能呢，基督徒他们所相信的有关你死后怎么样的这件事呢，是错了。
Perhaps we need to look again and see what the Bible really says about what happens when you die.
我们应该要好好的研究一下圣经到底说什么有关你死后的情况。
In order to understand what happens to man when you die,
要了解人死后是怎么样。
It is necessary that you understand how God made man.
我们必须要先了解上帝是怎么样造人的。
So tonight, we want to look and see how did Jesus create the first man.
我们今天晚上要看一看耶稣是怎么样创造了第一个人。
I invite you to take your Bibles tonight.
今天晚上呢，让我们一起来打开圣经。
Open with me to the book of Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2, and here is what the Bible says in verse 7.
第二章第七节，圣经这么说。
The Bible says, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
耶和华上帝用地上的尘土造人。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
So two things, the dust of the earth and God breathed the breath of life.
两件事，第一件呢，就是尘土，第二就是上帝吹把生气吹到他的鼻孔里。
And the English Bible says, and man became a living soul.
中文的圣经告诉我们，他就成了有灵的活人。
Let me put this on the screen for you tonight.
今天晚上我们来看看一下荧幕。
The Bible says that if you are God and you take the dust,
圣经说，如果你是上帝，你就把这个尘土拿起来。
And then you add to that dust, you breathe into it the breath of life.
然后把气息吹到这个尘土里面去。
Bible says that now you have a living soul.
然后圣经说就成了有灵的活人。
Now, what's interesting is that the English Bible uses the word soul.
很奇怪，很奇妙的是，就是这英文圣经呢用这个灵魂这个字眼。
The Chinese Bible translates this as a man.
可是中文的圣经从原文翻译成活人。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that in the Bible, the word soul is the same thing as a man.
就是说在圣经里面的灵魂这个字呢跟活人是同义词。
I'll give you some examples of this.
我可以给你一些例子。
In the book of Acts, chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
In the English Bible, Acts chapter 27.
使徒行传第二十七章。
And verse 37.
第三十七节
Paul says, and we were all in the ship, 260 souls.
使徒行传第二十七章三十七节，我们在船上的共有276个人。
Now in the Chinese Bible, it correctly translates the word soul as man.
在中文的圣经呢，正确的翻译了这个字为人，可是在英文的圣经里面所翻译的词呢是灵魂。
Which helps us understand that the word soul in the Bible is meaning the same thing as a man.
因此呢，在圣经里面呢，这个词句啊，就是翻译成灵魂，在英文的，其实呢，就是跟中文里面的这个人是一样的。
In other words, a soul is not something inside of you.
因此呢，这个灵魂呢，并不是在你里面的一些东西。
A soul is you. It is you. It is what you are.
灵魂就是你，你本身。
Now here's another example, Exodus chapter 1.
这是另外一个例子，在出埃及记第一章。
And look with me at verse 5.
出埃及记第一章第五节。
The Bible says, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already.
凡从雅各而生的共有70人，约瑟已经在埃及。
So again,The Chinese Bible translates the word soul, it translates it into the word person.
因此呢，在中文的圣经，我们看见这个英文的灵魂呢，被翻译成中文的人。
So the first thing that we need to notice tonight is that a soul is not something inside of you.
你要今天晚上第一件要了解的事就是，灵魂并不是在你里面的一部分的东西。
You are a soul.
你就是那一个灵魂。
Now let's review what God did.
我们来看看上帝做了什么。
He took the dust.
他把尘土拿起来。
He breathed into the nostrils the breath of life.
在从这个鼻孔里面把气息吹进去。
I want to talk about this breath of life.
我要谈一谈这个生命的气息。
You see, in the Bible, many things are sometimes the same thing is described with different words.
在圣经里面呢，很多时候这同样的一件事却用不同的词句来形容。
I want you to turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 33.
让我们翻到约伯记第三十三章。
And I want you to notice that the breath of life in the Bible is also used or it also has another word to describe the breath of life.
在圣经里面，当翻译成这个字生命的气息，它的原文呢也翻译成其他的词句。
Job 33 verse 4.
约伯记第三十三章第四节。
The Bible says, "The Spirit of God hath made me."
上帝的灵造我。
And the breath of the Almighty hath given me life.
全能者的气使我得生。
In this verse,
在这节经文里面
the Bible compares two things.
圣经呢，它就比较了两件事。
It talks about the breath of life.
它说到全能者的气息。
And it talks about the Spirit of God.
然后它提到上帝的灵。
Now, in this verse, The Bible is using the breath of God and the Spirit of God as the same thing.
在这节经文里面，你发现到上帝的灵呢，是等于全能者的气息。
In other words, another word for the breath of life is the Spirit.
因此呢，从这里我们可以做出结论，气息的另外一个翻译法呢，就是上帝的灵。
Here's another example of this.
这是另外一个例子。
Psalms chapter 104.
在诗篇104篇。
And we'll look at verse 29 and 30.
我们来看一看第29和30节。
When God made man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
当上帝造人的时候，他就把气息吹入人的鼻孔里。
The Bible tells us that this breath of life and the word spirit are the same thing.
圣经告诉我们的这个气息跟灵呢是同一个，同一件事。
In verse 29, the Bible says...
第二十九节，圣经这么说。
Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust.
你掩面，他们便惊慌；你收回他们的气，他们就死亡，归于尘土。
So what happens when God removes the breath of life from something?
所以当人上帝把这个上帝的气息呢从人那边拿走的话，那么就发生什么事呢
？What happens to that thing? It dies.
这人就死了。
It just goes back to the dust.
就回到尘土里。
But then in verse 30, the Bible says,
第三十节圣经这么说。
It says, Thou sendest forth thy spirit, and they are created.
你发出你的灵，他们便受造。
In other words, what the Bible is telling us,
换句话说，圣经呢，就在告诉我们。
When God breathes into something the breath of life, it comes alive.
当上帝呢，把气息吹到某一件物体里面的时候呢，他就活了。
When he removes the breath of life, that thing dies.
然后上帝把这生命的气息拿走的时候呢，这东西就死了。
When he breathes into something the spirit,
当他把他的灵吹到一个物体里面去，
it comes to life.
那物体就活了。
But when you remove the spirit,
当他把这个灵呢拿走，
it dies.
他这个物体就死了。
In the Bible, the term the breath of life and the spirit are the same thing.
在圣经里面的这个灵这个词呢，跟生命的气息是同义词。
Now, I want to point something out that's very important.
在这里我要指出一件很重要的事。
This word spirit or the breath of life is always from the same word.
灵或者是生命的气息呢，是每一次呢，每一次翻译成这两个词呢，都是同一个原文的词。
It's from this word that means breath, and it's from a Hebrew word which is pronounced ruach.
就是希伯来文的 ruach.
Now, this phrase spirit or the breath of life,
这生命的气息或者是灵
is completely different from the term soul.
是跟以刚才我们所读到的这个灵魂或者是人这个词呢，是完全不一样的词。
Let's review.
让我们来温习一次。
What is another word for a soul?
灵魂的另外一个词是什么呢？
A person.
就是一个人。
So that's why the Bible translates the word soul as a man or a person.
所以我们看见在英文翻译成灵魂，可是在中文却翻译成人。
But inside of a person,
可是在这个人的里面，
there is this life-giving power called the breath of life or the spirit.
却是使人活着的那个生命的气息，或者是叫做灵。
But please don't be confused.
可是请你不要混淆了。
The breath of life or the spirit is totally different than a soul.
这个生命的气息或者是灵呢，跟这个魂呢是完全不一样的两回事。
A soul is a person.
魂呢就是一个人。
The spirit or the breath of life is something inside of a person.
可是灵呢或者是生命的气息就是在人里面的一部分一个东西。
So what happens when a person dies?
所以一个人死的时候发生什么事呢？
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
让我们来看看传道书第十二章。
And let's notice what the Bible says in verse 7.
让我们来看看圣经怎么说，在传道书第十二章第七节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 7.
传道书十二章第七节。
When a man dies, the Bible says, Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it.
圣经说，尘土人归于地，灵人归于赐灵的上帝。
So the Bible tells us that when a person dies,
圣经告诉我们，人死的时候，
You have the body.
你有这个身体。
And if you remove from the body the breath of life or the spirit,
你把这个生命的气息或者是这个灵呢，把这个身体里面拿走。
Then you just have a corpse or a dead person.
那你就只剩下了尸体或者是死人。
So death is creation in reverse.
就是创造的倒反的一个过程，就是死亡。
When God made man,
当上帝创造人的时候，
He took the dust.
他把这个尘土拿来。
He breathed into that the breath of God or the spirit of God.
然后把他的这个气息或者是灵吹到这个尘土的里面。
And man came alive.
人就成了活人。
But when you die,
当我死的时候，
from the body, if you remove the breath of life or the spirit,
从这个身体里面你把生命的气息拿走或者是灵拿走，
the person dies.
这人就死了。
Now, if you look at Acts chapter 7,
如果你看看使徒行传第七章，
this is what someone prayed when they were going to die.
这是人要死的时候他的祷告。
Stephen prayed this prayer right before he died.
这是史提凡他在死之前呢所做的祷告。
And it says they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
他们正用石头打的时候，史提凡呼吁主说：“求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。”这个灵魂呢，在英文的这个词呢是灵，或者是在原文的这翻译成灵的这个词。
So let me use this illustration for you tonight.
今天晚上呢，我要给大家这个具体的演说。
Let's imagine a light bulb with light.
你可以想象一下这个电灯泡。
And that light bulb, it represents a living person.
这个电灯泡呢，就代表一个活人。
What happens when you cut the switch off? What happens to the light?
当你把这个开关关掉的时候，这个亮光呢，就怎么样？
What happens to the light?
这亮光怎么样呢?
It goes off.
就熄了。
And what happened with the light bulb?
那么这个电灯泡怎么样呢?
The electricity, it all went out.
这电流呢就完全消失回去了。
All you're left with is just the empty bulb.
就剩下了这个空的灯泡。
Now what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
A person,
一个人,
is made up of a body,
是有一个身体
and the life-giving power that comes from God.
而从上帝来的那个是生命的气息
It's called the breath or the spirit.
或者是上帝的能力或者是灵
But just as the electricity, when you cut the switch off, the electricity goes away.
就好像这个电灯泡的开关你关掉的时候呢，这个电流呢就回去了。
When a person dies,
这个人死的时候，
that power, the life-giving power, the breath and the spirit, it just returns back to God.
给他生命的这个能力或者这个气息呢，就回到上帝那里去。
But please listen carefully.
但是你要小心的听。
The spirit or the breath of life, it has no personality, intelligence, or conscience.
这个灵或者是这个是生命的气息呢，
Or consciousness, sorry.
它的本身呢是没有意识的，就是说它也没有身份的。
It is simply the life-giving power that comes from God.
它只不过是简单的从上帝来了这个给生命的一种能力。
This is what goes back when a person dies.
一个人死的时候呢，回到上帝去的就是这个部分。
Notice what Jesus described death to be like.
请你注意一下耶稣呢，他怎么样形容死亡。
In John chapter 11,
在约翰福音第十一章，
we have the story of Lazarus.
就讲论到拉撒路这个人的故事。
And in verse 11,
第十一节，
Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep."
耶稣说了这话，所以对他们说，我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我去叫醒他。
Then said his disciples, "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well."
门徒说，主啊，他若睡了，就必好了。
Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death.
耶稣这话是指着他死说的。
Verse 14 says, Then Jesus said plainly unto them, Lazarus is dead.
十四节耶稣就明明地告诉他们说，拉撒路死了。
Now I want to ask you a question tonight.
今天晚上我要问大家一个问题。
What word did Jesus use to describe death? What did he use?
耶稣用什么字，什么词来形容死呢？
He called it a what?Called it a sleep.
它称为睡眠。
You know, when you go through the Bible,
当你看读这些圣经章节，
over 50 times the Bible calls death a sleep.
超过50次圣经称死亡为睡眠。
Why does it call death a sleep?
为什么死亡会被称为睡眠呢?
Let's imagine that you were working in the garden all day.
你想象说你在园子里面工作了一整天。
You were moving plants.
刚这些植物。
Digging holes.
挖洞。
You were pulling weeds out.
拔草。
And you worked so hard all day.
一整天都很工作得很辛苦。
So then you go home.
然后回到家里。
You eat dinner.
吃了晚饭。
Take a nice warm shower.
然后就冲了个热水澡。
And then you go to sleep.
然后就睡觉了。
What happens?
睡觉了怎么样呢?
The next sound you hear is your alarm clock, isn't that right?
然后你下一次听到的声音就是你的闹钟。
When you're deep sleep, you don't experience the passage of time.
当你在沉睡的时候，你没有感受到时间的流动或者是走动。
And when you're asleep, you don't have any consciousness.
当你睡觉的时候，你根本都没有意识。
If someone talks to you, you don't respond.
人家跟你说话，你也没有反应。
Nobody can ask you questions because you're unconscious.
人家也不能够问你问题，因为你并没有意识来回答。
This is what Jesus described death to be like.
这就是耶稣他形容死亡的真相。
Oh, wait, before we go on, let's look at something else in this story.
让我们来看这个故事里面的一个细节。
Look at verse 23.
第23节。
Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again.
耶稣说你兄弟必然复活。
And then, notice in verse 24, Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
马大说我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
When did Martha understand that her brother would rise again? When did she say it would be?
马大呢他了解到 他的兄弟什么时候才会再起来呢?
When?
什么时候呢?
In the last days.
末日复活的时候。
Look at verse 43.
第四十三节
When he had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
说了这话就大声呼叫说拉撒路出来
Now, did you notice that Jesus did not say, Lazarus, come down?
你注意到吗耶稣他没有说拉撒路下来
No, he didn't say that.
他没有这么说
He said, Lazarus, come forth.
他说拉撒路你出来
What does this tell us?
这是在告诉我们什么呢
It tells us that the dead do not go straight to heaven as soon as they die.
这里告诉我们呢死人并没有在一死之后呢就到天堂去
If Lazarus was in heaven for 3 or 4 days,
如果拉撒路在天国已经三四天了
why would he want to come back to this earth?
他 干什么还要回到这个地上来呢
Lazarus was simply asleep in the grave, unconscious.
拉撒路其实就是在这个坟墓里面睡了不知道了
And Jesus resurrected him from the dead
然后耶稣呢把他从死里复活了
Bible calls death a sleep
圣经告诉我们、死亡不过是睡眠
Today people are afraid of death
今天很多人害怕死亡
In America we have many horror movies、
在美国呢有很多的这种影片
And in all of these horror movies
在这种恐怖的影片里面
There is one common theme
有一个很、共同点就是共同的主题
The most scary thing that can happen to you
在你身上发生最可怕的一件事
is that someone will kill you
就是有人来杀死你
Death is the ultimate scare
死亡呢就是最终的那种可怕的事
what does the Bible teach?
可是圣经怎么告诉我们呢
Do we need to be afraid of death?
我们是否要对死亡有这种惧怕呢
Here's what Jesus said in Revelation 1.
在启示录耶稣怎么说?
Revelation chapter 1.
启示录书第一章。
And verse 18.
第十八节。
The Bible says.
圣经这么说。
Jesus is speaking. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
又是呢存活的我曾死过现在又活了知道自活到永永远远并且呢做死亡和阴间的钥匙
Now notice what Jesus said
你注意到耶稣怎么说
Jesus was dead
耶稣曾经死过
But now he is alive
现在却活着
And Jesus says that he has something now
耶稣说他手中握着一些东西
What does Jesus have?
他有的是什么呢
What does he have?
有的是什么呢
He has the keys
他手里拿着的是钥匙。
The keys to what?
钥匙打开的什么呢?
The keys to hell and death.
就是死亡和阴间的钥匙。
What does Jesus mean?
耶稣说的是什么意思?
You see, A key is a symbol of authority.
钥匙呢，其实就是权威的一种象征。
I used to teach at a college.
我常在学院里面教书。
And after working at this college for 6 months,
然后我在那里工作了六个月之后，
my boss gave me a golden key.
我的上司呢，就给了我一把金的钥匙。
It wasn't really gold, but it was gold color.
是金色的，不是真的金。
And he said, now you have the privilege of having access to every room in the college.
现在你有这个特权，你能够进入学院里面的每一个房间。
It meant that I had authority now as a teacher.
意思是说，我身为一个老师呢，现在有这样的权威了。
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
I have the keys of hell and death.
我有死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Jesus is in charge of death.
耶稣呢，他掌管这一切。
If Jesus is in charge of death,
如果耶稣掌管这一死亡的话，
do we need to be afraid of death, yes or no?
那么我们还何必要对死亡感到恐惧呢？
Yes or no?
还需要恐惧吗？
No,
不需要了。
Jesus is in charge.
因为耶稣还掌管着。
If we give our lives to Jesus,
如果我们把我们的生命给了耶稣，
we have nothing to fear.
我们就不再有需要害怕的地方了。
Now, this next question is very important.
下一个问题呢，非常重要。
You see, today,
今天呢，
people try to communicate with dead people.
很多人他们尝试跟死去的人沟通。
If you pay some money to someone,
如果你付一些钱给某一些人，
you can ask them to try to call up a dead person.
你可以叫那个人呢，帮你呼召一个死人出来。
And in America, these people make a lot of money.
在美国呢，这种的灵媒呢，他们赚很多的钱。
And when they call up this dead person,
他们去召这些死人上来的时候，
they ask them, oh, who should I marry?
然后他们就问这些死人，我应该跟谁结婚呢？
Where should I go to school?
我应该去哪里上学呢？
What should I study?
我应该要读什么课呢？
What are the lottery numbers for tomorrow?
明天的这个万字开的是什么号码？
They ask these kinds of questions.
他们问这样子的问题。
But the Bible actually tells us something very important.
可是圣经呢，却告诉我们一件很重要的事。
What do dead people know?
死人知道有没有意思呢？有没有知道一些事呢？
Look at Ecclesiastes.
在传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 5.
第九章第五节。
Here is what the Bible says.
圣经这么说。
It says, For the living know that they shall die.
活着的人知道必死。
But the dead know not anything.
死了的人毫无所知。
Neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten.
也不再得赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。
Verse 6 says,
第六节，
Their love, their hatred, and their envy is now perished.
他们的爱，他们的恨，他们的嫉妒早就消灭了。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问大家个问题。
According to the Bible,
根据圣经所说，
Ecclesiastes 9 verse 5,
传道书第九章第五节，
How much do dead people know?
死的人知道多少事呢？
How much do they know?
多少事呢？
Bible says they don't know anything.
圣经说他们毫无所知。
So let's say that you go to their grave.
所以如果你去到坟墓那里，
And you talk out loud.
然后你大声说话，
Can they hear you, yes or no?
你说死人听得到吗？
No.
听不到。
Can you ask them for the lottery numbers for tomorrow?
你可以问他们明天万字票开的是什么号码吗？
No.
不能。
You see, the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
the dead don't know anything.
死人毫无所知。
They can't be angry with you.
他们不再对你发脾气。
They can't be happy with you.
也不能够对你高兴起来。
The Bible says that the dead, they don't know anything.
圣经说死人是毫无所知的。
And this is God's plan.
这是上帝的计划。
See, many Christians today believe,
很多基督徒今天他们相信。
Oh, my loved one is looking down on me right now.
爱我的人呢，他现在在天上看着我。
He's watching me.
他在看着我。
She's watching me right now.
他现在在看着我。
But friends, I want to ask you, is this world a nice place to watch, yes or no?
你说这个世界有什么好看的吗？是个好看的地方吗？
In this world, there's crime.
在这个世界上有很多的暴
There is violence.
罪行暴力。
There is all kinds of things in this world.
这世界上有各种各样的事。
If your loved one is looking down,
如果爱你的人呢，看下来，
and they see you suffering with cancer,
然后看见你呢，因为癌症受苦，
they see you get robbed,
然后看见你被打抢了，
they see someone beating you,
看见人打你，
Would they be able to enjoy heaven while they're watching all of this going on earth?
如果他们在天上看见这一切在地上所发生的事，你说他们会享受天国吗？
Not at all.
根本不会享受。
God's plan is best.
上帝的计划是最好的。
The Bible says the dead, they don't know anything.
圣经告诉我们，死去的人毫无所知。
They are unconscious.
他们是没有意识的。
They are asleep.
他们完全的沉睡。
They do not experience the passing of time.
他们根本没有经历到时间的流逝。
So the next question is,
那么下一个问题是,
Do God's children go straight to heaven if they die?
那么上帝的子女或者是子民啊，他们死了之后是不是直接上天国去呢？
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
让我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。
We've learned that a dead person does not know anything.
我们在圣经里面学习到呢，死了的人毫无所知。
You cannot talk to them.
你也不能对他说话了。
They cannot hear you.
他们也听不见你说的话了。
Here's what the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 29.
使徒行传第二章第二十九节。
Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried,And that his sepulchre is with us unto this day.
弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了，也葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
And then verse 34 says,
第三十四节说,
For David is not ascended into the heavens.
大卫并没有升到天上。
Now I want to ask you a question.
现在我要问大家个问题。
According to the Bible,
根据圣经所说,
is David in heaven right now, yes or no?
你说大卫今天有没有在天上呢？
The Bible says no.
圣经说没有。
The Bible says he is dead and buried.
圣经说他死了，被葬埋了。
In other words, he is asleep in the grave.
换句话说，他在坟墓里面沉睡。
Look at Job chapter 14.
在约伯记第十四章。
Do God's children go straight to heaven when they die?
那么上帝的子民死了之后，是不是直接就上到天上去呢？
Job chapter 14.
在约伯记第十四章
And verse 10, the Bible says,
第十节圣经这么说
But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?
但人死亡而消灭，他气已绝，竟在何处呢？
This is our question tonight. Where does man go when he dies?
这就是我们今天晚上要问的问题。人死了之后，他去哪里呢？
Verse 12 says,
第十二节说
So man lieth down and riseth not.
人也是如此，躺下不再起来。
Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep.
等到天没有了，人不得苏醒，也不得从睡中唤醒。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
that when a man dies,
一个人死了之后
he is in the grave, asleep, awaiting a certain time.
他在坟墓里面沉睡，等待着一个时候。
Now, I want you to notice that the Bible does not say that death is the end.
可是圣经我要注意请大家注意的是圣经没有说死亡就是一切的结束。
In other words, the Bible does not say that death is a permanent state.
换句话说圣经没有说死亡是一个这种永远的状况。
The Bible actually says that someday the dead will be awakened out of their sleep.
圣经告诉我们有一天呢这些死了的人呢会从他们的沉睡里面复活起来。
The question is when will that be?
那问题是那是在什么时候呢？
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
让我们来看看在哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
And let's notice verse 51.
第五十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
And here's what the Bible says in verse 51.
在五十一节圣经这么说。
It says, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。
Verse 52, In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
就在一霎间，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
The Bible says that someday a trumpet will sound.
圣经告诉我们有一天号筒要吹响。
It says it's the last trumpet.
那是末次的号筒。
And when that trumpet is sounded,
当这个号筒吹响的时候
the Bible says that the dead will be resurrected.
圣经说这死人都要复活。
Well, when is this trumpet going to sound?
那么这个号筒几时要吹响呢？
Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
让我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16.
提撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十五节。
The Bible says this, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
第十六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有上帝的号筒吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
When does this trumpet sound?
那这号筒什么时候吹响呢?
The Bible says that this trumpet sounds when Jesus comes back a second time.
圣经告诉我们当耶稣再次来临到这个地球的时候呢这个号筒要吹响。
When Jesus comes,
当耶稣来的时候
The Bible says that this trumpet will sound.
圣经说这个号筒吹响。
It says that the dead will be raised incorruptible.
然后这些死了的人呢要复活得到不朽坏的身体。
At the second coming of Jesus,
当耶稣第二次来临
People that were asleep in Jesus will be resurrected.
那些在耶稣里面死了的人或沉睡了的人呢他们必要复活。
I want you to think about this for a minute.
我要让大家好好的想一想。
This is a true story.
这是一个真的故事。
There was a little girl.
有一个小女孩。
She was about 10 years old.
大概十岁。
And she was attending her aunt's funeral.
她就在参加她的一个姨母的葬礼。
And she was, because she was family, she was sitting on the front row.
因为她是家属，所以她就坐在前排。
And they had a big casket there.
然后那边就有个很大的棺木。
And she listened to what the preacher was saying.
她就听着这个主讲人在讲的话。
And then she heard what the people would say as they passed by and put flowers on the casket.
然后她就听见人们走过的时候把花放在这个棺木上所说的话。
And she had this question in her mind.
然后她心里就有这样的一个问题。
So she was tugging on her mother's skirt.
然后她就拉拉的她妈妈的裙子。
And her mother was crying. This was her sister.
她的妈妈呢就一直哭，因为是她的妹妹。
But finally, the mother looked down.
然后她母亲呢就低下头来看。
And the little girl asked this question.
然后这小女孩就问了这个问题。
She said, "Mama."
她说妈妈。
Where is Auntie?
你说姨母去了哪里呢?
And the mother looked down at the girl.
然后这妈妈就低头看这个小女孩。
And she said, Auntie is in heaven right now.
她说呢,姨妈去了天堂了。
So the girl thought about this.
然后这女孩呢,就想了想。
Okay.
她说好。
So she was thinking.
然后她就在想。
And she was listening.
然后她就在听。
10 minutes later.
十分钟后。
She tugged on the mother's skirt again.
她又在拉拉她妈妈的裙子。
And this time she asked another question.
这一次呢，她又问另外一个问题。
She said, "Mama."
她说，妈妈。
Who's in there?
那么在那里面的人是谁呢？
That's a good question, right?
这是个好问题嘛。
And the mother was still crying.
然后妈妈还一直在哭。
This was a hard question.
这是个很难回答的问题。
Because she told the girl that the auntie was in heaven.
因为她跟这个小女孩说。那姨妈已经去了天堂了。
Now the little girl saying, "Who's in there then? Who's in the casket?"
然后这个小女孩现在问，这棺木里面睡的是谁呢？
The mother paused.
然后这妈妈就停了下来。
And then she said, "That's Auntie's body in there."
然后她说那是姨妈的身体。
Okay, so the little girl was processing this in her 10-year-old mind.
然后呢，这小女孩呢就在她十岁的脑袋里面好好的思想。
10 minutes later.
十分钟后。
Young girl was tugging on the mother's skirt again.
然后她又在拉拉她妈妈的裙子。
Now the mother was getting impatient.
然后妈妈就有点不耐烦了。
She didn't want to talk to this little girl.
她不想跟这个小女孩说话。
But this time the little girl asked this question.
可是这一次呢，这小女孩问这样的一个问题。
She said, "Mama."
她说妈妈。
Is Auntie in heaven with no body?
那么姨妈到天堂去是不是没有身体呢？
This is the question that Christians cannot answer today.
这就是今天很多基督徒不能够回答的问题。
If you die and go straight to heaven,
如果你死了，直接到天堂去。
What is the purpose of the resurrection?
那么复活还有什么意义呢？
Why do you need a resurrection if you're already in heaven?
如果你已经到了天堂了，你还何必要复活呢？
The Bible does not teach that when you die, you go straight to heaven.
圣经其实没有教导我们，你死了之后直接到天堂。
It teaches us that when you die, you sleep in the grave.
他教导的是我们死了之后呢就睡在坟墓里面。
And when Jesus comes back a second time,
当耶稣第二次来临的时候
then you will be resurrected.
然后你就会复活了。
Now, we know what happens to people who are saved. What happens to the people who are lost? Let's go back to the book of Job. Job chapter 21. Let's look at verse 30.
第30节,
what happens to wicked people?
那么那些恶人怎么样呢?
Here's what the Bible says.
圣经这么告诉我们,
verse 30, that the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction, and they shall be brought forth to the day of wrath.
就是恶人在祸患的日子得存留,在发怒的日子得逃脱。
Then verse 32 says,
在32节说,
yet shall he be brought to the grave and shall remain in the tomb.
然后他要被抬到墓地并有人看守坟墓。
What happens to wicked people when they die?
那些恶人死了怎么样?
The Bible says the same thing.
圣经说的是同样的。
They are just in the grave awaiting a day when they will be brought forth again.
他们就是在坟墓里面等待着那一日,那一日呢,他们要复活。
So you're sitting here tonight,
今天晚上你坐在这里,
and you're saying, why is it that people believe that your something inside of you will never die?
那么为什么人们会相信说你里面的一个部分是永远不死的呢?
Even though the body dies,
虽然身体死了,
Christians believe that something inside them will never die, it lives on and on.
可是有些基督徒他们却相信说在他们里面的那个有一个部分呢是永远不死的,一直存留下去的。
This is not biblical.
这不是圣经所教的。
Where did people get this idea from?
人们怎么会有这样的观念呢?
In Genesis chapter 3,
在创世纪第三章,
Bible says,
圣经这么说,
and this is Satan talking to Eve,
撒旦呢, 他在跟夏娃说话,
he said, the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die.
蛇对女人说, 你们不一定死。
Satan told Eve,
撒旦告诉夏娃,
if you sin,
如果你犯了罪,
you won't die.
你不一定会死。
And this was the first lie.
这是第一个谎话。
Every culture today,
今天呢,在每一种的文化里面,
has some evidence of this lie.
都有这个谎言的一个因素,都有一些因素。
When the explorers discovered the pyramids of Egypt,
当人们发现,探险家发现了这个金字塔,埃及的金字塔,
they opened these chambers inside the pyramids.
然后他们就打开了在金字塔里面的这个密室,
and inside they found these sarcophaguses.
然后他们就发现了这个人形棺,
and they discovered that the body of the Pharaoh was preserved there.
然后这法老王呢,他们的身体呢,就被
But in that same room,
可是在同一个房间,
was not only the Pharaoh's body,
不只是法老的身体,
there was his wife's body,
还有他的妻子的身体,
his servants' bodies,
还有他的仆人的身体,
they had boats,
还有船,
jars of food,
还有很大罐装着食物的瓶子,
money,
还有金钱.
Why did they do this?
但为什么他们这么做呢?
The Egyptians believe that when you die, you don't really die.
因为这些埃及人他们相信人死了之后呢,并不真正的死去。
The Babylonians,
巴比伦人,
another powerful ancient culture,
也是在古代的一个很有力的,或者是很有能力的文明,
they also believe that when you die, 他们, something inside of you continues to live.
他们也相信人死了之后呢,在人里面的一个部分还继续的存留下去。
The Greeks, another ancient civilization,
希腊, 另外一个古文明,
also believed that when you die, something inside you will never die.
他们也相信他们死了之后呢,他们里面的一个部分呢,并没有死去。
The Chinese culture also had evidences of this belief.
中国人的文化里面也有这样子,相信这样子的思想的因素。
Today it is quite common for there to be the worship of the deceased.
今天呢,我们很普遍地看见人们去拜他们的祖先。
A number of years ago, I was working in Hawaii.
好几年前呢,我在夏威夷工作。
Every morning I would walk to work.
每一天早上呢,我就走路上班。
And when I walked by one house,
当我走过一间屋子,
they had this red house.
这个红色的屋子。
Well, not a house, but like a red shrine.
有一个小小的好像神坛这样的东西。
Inside, there were two black and white pictures.
然后在里面呢,有一个黑色和白色的图片。
And every morning, I walked by at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
大约8点半,9点早上呢,我就走过那间屋子。
When I walked by, there was incense burning in cups.
然后呢，我走过的时候，我就看见这个香呢，就在这个杯子里面烧着。
They had all these plates in front of it.
然后在前面呢，供着很多的盘碗。
And these plates in front of it had food on them.
在前面的这些盘碗呢，都是有放食物的。
But what was interesting is that I never saw the food just disappear.
可是很有趣的是，我从来没有看见这个食物会不见掉。
Birds came.
鸟来了。
And the birds were eating the food.
鸟呢就吃那些食物
But the food was very unhealthy food.
可是那食物呢都不是很健康的食物
It was like donuts and cakes and cookies and just sweet food.
很多的那些甜品
And why do people do that?
为什么人们这么做呢
They believe that the dead are conscious. They believe that the dead are conscious.
他们相信死人呢还是有意识的
That they are aware.
他们知道的
and that this somehow is respectful and pleasing to them.
然后他们做这些呢，就是要讨这些死人的欢喜。
The Bible teaches that the dead do not know anything.
圣经告诉我们，死人是毫无所知的。
The Bible does not teach that there is anything inside of you that lives forever.
圣经没有教导我们说，在我们身体里面的某一个部分呢，是永远活着的。
It teaches the very opposite.
他教导的却是相反的。
Without Jesus, you cannot have eternal life.
没有了耶稣，你不能够有永生。
Now, why would Satan want you to think that you won't die?
为什么撒旦要你相信说你是不死的呢？
You see, Satan can do something amazing.
因为撒旦可以做很奇妙的事。
Look at what he can do in 2 Corinthians 11.
在哥林多后书第十一章。我们来看看他做了什么事。
2 Corinthians 11, look with me at verse 14.
哥林多后书第十一章
2 Corinthians 11 and verse 14, the Bible says, And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。
You see, Satan can look like a good angel.
撒旦呢，他可以装扮成一个看起来很好的天使。
Now here's a question for you.
现在我向大家问一个问题。
If Satan can look like a good angel,
如果撒旦可以看起来像光明的天使
could he make himself look like your friend who has died?
那么他可以不可以把自己装扮成你死去的朋友呢？
Can he do that?
可以吗？
Can he even imitate their voice?
他能不能扮演他们的声音呢？
Yes.
可以。
Can he know things that only they would know?
他能不能晓得只有这些朋友所知道的秘密的事呢
？Yes，
当然可以。
You see, Satan can imitate anything.
撒旦呢，他可以装扮成什么样都行。
So if you're not sure what happens to you when you die,
如果你不肯定你死后是怎么样
，then you're going to want to become a wizard or a witch.
那么呢，你可能会去找这巫师。
You're going to want to try to communicate with the dead.
你会想要跟这些死人沟通。
You know, the Bible teaches that anyone who tries to communicate with the dead is dangerous.
圣经教导我们说，任何一个跟死人尝试沟通的人呢，是很危险的。
How many of you saw the... No, don't raise your hand. Perhaps you saw the Harry Potter movies.
不需要举手，可能你有见过，你有看过一些很恐怖的影片。
You see, the Harry Potter movies, they have an inherent lie in every single one.
不是恐怖影片，是哈利波特的影片。
The lie is that you don't really die.
这个影片里面呢，有一个共同的主题，就是你不真的死掉。
And that if you're a wizard or a witch,
如果你是个巫师。
You can communicate with them and have special powers.
你可以跟这些死人交通沟通，然后你可以得到特别的能力。
But look at what Jesus said about these kinds of people.
可是呢，你
注意。Or the Bible says, the Bible says.
圣经呢，怎么论到这一种的人
？Deuteronomy chapter 18.
在申命记第十八章。
Look at verse 10.
第十节。
The Bible says, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire." Or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, verse 11, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
你们中间不可有人死儿女惊火，也不可有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的、用迷术的、教鬼的、行巫术的、过阴的。 凡行这些事的都为耶和华所憎恶，因那些恶国民行这憎恶的事。
Christians should not be involved in anything of this kind.
基督徒呢不应该参与任何一种这边所列下来的事。
Christians shouldn't be watching or reading Harry Potter.
基督徒呢不应该观看哈利波特的影片或者是读这些书。
The Bible teaches that when you die, you are unconscious.
圣经教导我们，当你死的时候，你是没有意识的。
The Bible also teaches that you should not be involved with wizards and witches.
而且圣经教导我们，不应该跟这些教鬼或者心无数的人有任何的来往。
Now, I want to be clear.
我要清楚地说。
When you die,
当你死的时候，
the Bible says that you are asleep in the grave.
圣经说你就在坟墓里面沉睡。
But there are some people that are in heaven right now.
可是今天呢，在天国里面却有一些人。
There was a man in the Bible who walked with God.
在圣经里面记载有一个人，他跟上帝同行。
Then one day,
然后有一天，
he disappeared.
他不见了。
Who was this?
这人是谁呢？
Enoch.
以诺。
Enoch is in heaven right now.
以诺现在在天上了。
There was another man.
另外一个人。
He got carried away in a chariot of fire.
他是以火车火马被接到天上去的。
Who are we talking about?
他说的是谁呢？
Elijah.
以利亚这个人。
Elijah is in heaven right now.
以利亚现在呢就在天上。
There's another man.
还有另外一个人。
He was resurrected from the dead.
他从死里复活。
And the Bible tells us that he is also in heaven right now.
圣经也告诉我们，他现在就在天上。
He appeared with Elijah to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在耶稣变相的山上呢，他和以利亚同时在跟耶稣相会。
Who is that?
是谁呢？
Moses.
摩西。
Moses is in heaven right now.
摩西现在也在天上。
And there are some other people too.
还有另外一个人。
Matthew 27.
在马太福音第二十七章
，in verse 51,
第五十一节
，the Bible says,
圣经这么告诉我们
，when Jesus died, behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent.
五十一节，突然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
Verse 52, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
五十二节，坟墓也开了，以睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。
Verse 53 says, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进了圣城。
The Bible says, when Jesus died,
当耶稣死的时候，
there was an earthquake.
发生了一次的地震。
It says that the graves, many graves were opened.
很多的坟墓就打开了。
And the day that Jesus resurrected,
当耶稣复活的那一天，
these people whose graves were opened,
这些人他们的坟墓被打开了。
When Jesus resurrected, they resurrected too.
当耶稣复活的时候，他们也跟着复活。
And they walked around.
然后他们就到处走动。
If you read Ephesians 4,
如果你读以弗所书第十章，
when Jesus went to heaven,
当耶稣升天的时候，
these people went with him.
这些人就跟着耶稣升天了。
Now again, this verse helps us understand that when you die, you don't go straight to heaven.
这节经文呢，再次的帮助我们了解到，当我们死的时候，并不是直接到天上去的。
The Bible says they were simply sleeping in the graves.
圣经告诉我们，不过是简简单单的在坟墓里面睡着。
Some of you are sitting here tonight.
今天晚上在座的一些人。
And you're saying, wait a minute.
你可能说，等一等。
I thought Jesus told the thief on the cross that he was going to go to heaven that day.
耶稣不是告诉那个十字架上的强盗说，今天他就跟耶稣一起到乐园里了吗？
Let's look at the conversation in the Bible.
让我们来看看圣经里面的这段对话。
Before we go to the Bible, though,
在我们还没有进到圣经里面，
I want to tell you about making fences.
我要告诉大家有关于这个建造篱笆的事。
Let's say you have a big land.
如果你有一块很大的地，
like hundreds and hundreds of hectares.
很大很大的。
And so one day you say, oh, I'm going to put some horses on this land.
然后有一天你就说，我要在这块地上呢养些马。
So I have to build a fence.
所以呢，需要建造一些篱笆。
So you get your machines and you start digging holes.
然后你就开始用机器呢挖洞。
And you put in these fence posts.
然后呢，就把柱子呢立起来。
And so you're putting them in and putting them in.
然后你就一支一支的立起来。
Oh, you're getting so tired.
然后很累了。
But you look back over the work that you did,
然后你回头看你所做的工,
and all of these posts are straight,
每一根柱子都是直的,
but there's one.
可是有一根,
it's crooked.
歪了一点,
just one.
只是一根歪了。
So you have to fix this.
所以呢，你必须要把它调整。
You can fix this in one of two ways.
你可以用两种的方法来调整这个歪了的柱子。
The smart thing,
很聪明的做法是
is to go to the one that's crooked.
就是去到那个歪了的柱子。
And knock it back in place.
把它敲正来。
The silly thing to do,
如果很愚蠢的一种做法呢
is to move every one to match the one that's crooked.
就是把每一根直的呢把它弄歪了让它看起来跟那个歪的一样。
In the Bible,
在圣经里面
there are many verses that are very clear about what happens when you die.
很多的经文都很清楚地告诉我们人死后是怎么样。
But sometimes,
可是有些时候
we find one verse that maybe difficult to understand.
可是我们找到可能找到一节经文呢是很难理解的。
We always have to bring it in harmony with what the rest of the Bible teaches.
我们必须要把它呢敲正，让把它这个经文了解，使到它呢跟圣经里面所教导的其他的经文呢一致。
Let's look at Luke 23.
让我们来看一下路加福音第二十三章。
And verse 42.
第四十二节。
The Bible says, and said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
四十二节就说，耶稣说，你得国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
People read that and say, Oh, see, Jesus said, Oh, you today we're going to be in heaven.
这人们读到这段话就说你看耶稣说嘛今日这强盗要跟我一同在乐园里
We have to ask ourselves this question
我们必须要问他自己一个问题
Did Jesus go to By the way, what day was this?
这一天呢是哪一天呢耶稣说这句话的时候是哪一天呢
What day did Jesus say these words?
当耶稣说这句话的时候是哪一天呢
Friday
是星期五对吧
So the question is Did Jesus go to paradise on Friday? That Friday
我现在问大家这个问题那一个星期五耶稣有没有到乐园里去呢
Look at what Jesus said to Mary on Sunday morning
你来看看耶稣在星期日早上遇到玛利亚的时候他对玛利亚所说的话
John chapter 20 verse 17
在约翰福音第二十章第十七节
Jesus said to Mary Touch me not For I am not yet ascended to my Father But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.
耶稣说不要摸我因为我还没有升上去见我的父你往我弟兄那里去告诉他们说我要升上去见我的父也是你们的父见我的上帝也是你们的上帝。
What did Jesus tell Mary on Sunday morning?
在星期日的早晨耶稣告诉玛利亚什么话呢
He said, I have not ascended to my Father.
我还没有升上去见我的父。
So now we have a problem.
现在我们有了一个难题。
If Jesus told the thief,On Friday, that they would be in paradise that day.
如果耶稣呢跟这个强盗说，在星期五那一天呢，他们要一起到乐园里去。
And then on Sunday, he told Mary, "I have not yet ascended."
可是，在星期日早上，他又跟玛利亚说，我还没有升上去见我的父。
Who did Jesus lie to, Mary or to the thief on the cross?
那么你说耶稣是向谁撒谎呢？是向这个强盗还是向玛利亚呢
？Jesus did not lie.
耶稣没有说谎话。
So how do we understand this passage?
那么我们要怎样了解这一段话呢
？It has to do with something called punctuation.
这呢是有关于标点符号的问题。
Look at the sentence on the screen.
你可以看看这荧幕上的这一段话。
This was a sign in a restaurant in America.
这是在美国的一个餐馆呢，他们放出来的布告。
It says this.
这里说
，Kids under 12 eat free live clown every Wednesday.
每星期三，十二岁以下的儿童吃免费小丑表演。
Even if my children ate meat,
就算我的孩子吃肉的话
，I would not let them eat a live clown on a Wednesday.
我也不能够在星期三让他们去吃一个活着的小丑。
What is this supposed to say?
这句话其实说的是什么呢
？The restaurant forgot something.
这个餐馆呢，他忘了一件事。
You know what they forgot?
你知道他们忘了什么吗
？They forgot to put a little comma there.
他们忘了应该放个逗号。
Now it means kids under 12 eat free, and then on Wednesday there's a live clown.
意思是说呢，十二岁以下的孩童，就是这个中文的翻译有一些调转了，就是 12岁以下的孩童呢是吃免费的，然后每个星期三呢会有小丑的表演。
Did you notice that that little punctuation it changes the meaning entirely?
这小小的一个逗号呢把整句话的意思完全的改变。
Look at this statement.
接下来这一段。
This one says, a woman without her man is nothing.
一个女人没有她男人就不算什么。
That's a very male statement.
这听起来是大男人主义的话，对吧？
But watch what happens.
可是呢，你看看怎么样？
If you just add punctuation, this is what it reads. Now it says, a woman without her man is nothing.
你呢，就加了个逗号，两个逗号，就变成一个女人。 没有他,
Do you notice that if you punctuate it differently,
就是说,
it means something totally different?
你把标点符号放在不同的地方呢，这意思就完全的不一样。
In the Greek manuscripts of the Bible,
在圣经的希腊原文,
there was no punctuation.
是没有标点符号的。
Punctuation was actually added later on, like in the 16th century, to try, and they added verses and these divisions.
在16世纪的时候，人们呢才开始把标点符号放到圣经里面。当他们翻译圣经的时候，
What was Jesus saying then?
所以呢，在当时耶稣所说的是什么话呢？
He was telling the thief when he died.
当他死的时候，他告诉强盗，当他死的时候，
I am saying to you today.
他说，今天我告诉你，
Today on this day when everybody thinks that I'm a fraud.
在今天，就是当每个人都认为呢，我是个失败的人。
Today on this day when my own disciples have forsaken me.
就是今天当我所有的门徒都丢弃我，认为我是骗子的时候。
Today on this day when the people that I helped want me to die.
那些我曾经帮助过的人呢，要我死的时候。
Today on this day when it looks like I have failed.
今天看起来我是完全失败的一个人。
I am saying to you today that you will be with me in paradise.
今天我就实实在在地告诉你，你必要和我同在乐园里。
That's what Jesus was saying.
这就是耶稣要说的话。
Now, people ask me, wait a minute, wait, isn't there some verse in the Bible where Paul said, if I die, I'm going to be straight in heaven with Jesus?
然后有人就问我，难道你不记得吗？ 保罗不是有这么一段话说，我死了我就跟耶稣同在天上吗？
The answer is no, there is no verse like that.
答案是没有这样的经文。
But the verse that people ask about is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
可是人家问的这段经文呢，是在哥林多后书第五章。
Now I want you to listen carefully.
我要大家小心地听。
This passage is not difficult to understand.
因为这段经文其实不难理解的。
But if you feel sleepy,
可是如果你爱睡的话,
or if you feel tired,
或者你累了,
and if you're not paying attention,
或者是你不能够专心,
you're going to miss this.
那么你就会失去这个了解的机会。
So I need you to wake up.
所以呢，大家清醒一下。
And I want you to notice this very carefully.
你来小心地听这一段话。
This is the verse that people ask me about.
这是人们问我的。
We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord.
5:8第五章第八节说， 我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
Now, what does Paul mean by this?
保罗说这段话是什么意思呢？
Let's start from verse 1.
我们从第一节开始吧。
In verse 1, Paul talks about two houses.
在第一节呢，保罗就说到两个帐篷。
What did we say, two what?
两个什么呢？
Houses. Let's find the two houses.
两个房屋或者是两个帐篷。
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得上帝所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
Now, I want to ask you, what are the two houses?
我要问大家的这两个房屋是什么房屋呢？
Let's name them.
让我们来给他们取名。
There's the, what's the first house?
第一间屋是什么呢?
Earthly house, and then?
就是地上的屋。
Heavenly house, all right.
就是天上的屋。
Now, I know this is going to sound strange.
我知道你这听起来有一点奇怪。
But Paul wants to wear one of these houses.
可是呢，保罗呢，要穿着其中的一个房屋。
Look at verse 2.
第二节。
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven.
我们在这帐篷里叹息, 深想得那从天上来的房屋好像穿上衣服。
Now, I want to ask you a question.
我要问大家问题。
Which house does Paul want to wear?
你说保罗他要穿的是什么房屋呢？哪一间房屋？
Wants to wear the one in heaven.
就是天上的那一间房屋。
Now let's look at verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
If so, be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
倘若穿上被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
You can wear the earthly house.
你可以穿着地上的那个房屋。
You can wear the heavenly house.
也可以穿这个天上的房屋。
But if you don't wear either one.
如果你两个房屋都不穿。
You're naked.
你就赤身。
So notice what this means.
你来注意看这是什么意思。
Verse 4 explains what all of this means.
第四节呢，就向我们解释这一切。
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦。
Being burdened.
并劳苦。
Not that we would be unclothed.
并非愿意脱下这个。
But clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
乃是愿意穿上那个好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
What is Paul saying?
保罗这句话说的是什么意思呢？
He's saying the earthly house represents your mortal body.
他说的这地上的房屋呢，这是这个我们必死的身体。
The heavenly house represents an immortal body.
那天上的这个房屋呢，就是代表那个不朽坏的身体。
And to be unclothed or naked means you're dead.
那么不穿衣服赤身呢，就是死了。
You're not wearing the heavenly house or the earthly house.
因为你也不穿地上的身体，也不穿天上的身体。
Paul in verse 4 is saying,
保罗在第四节这么说，
that he wants to go from this mortal body.
他想要从这个必死的身体。
He wants to see Jesus when he comes.
他希望耶稣来的时候能够看见耶稣。
So that he can go from being in this body to having a new body.
就是直接从这个必死的身体跳到那个不死的身体。
He wants to skip death.
他要跳过这个死亡这一段。
Paul, this is what Paul wants. He wants to go from this body to an immortal body. He doesn't want to die.
他呢是想从这个必死的身体跳到这个不朽坏的身体，他不想要死。
So, are there people that will be able to do this?
是不是有人能够这样子做呢？
When Jesus comes,
当耶稣来的时候，
if you are alive,
如果你还活着，
you will never experience death.
你就永远不会经历死亡。
If you have given Jesus your life.
如果你把自己的生命献给了耶稣。
And so this is what he is saying in verse 8.
所以呢，在第八节，保罗这么说。
He says, we are confident, I say.
他说，第八节，我们坦然无惧。
And willing, this is the key word, and willing, rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord.
这个是关键的词句，是更愿意离开身体与主同住。
What Paul wants is he wants to shed this mortal body and be with Jesus in heaven.
保罗所要的呢，就是他要离开这个必死的身体，然后跟耶稣在一起，在天上去。
I believe all of us want that as well.
我相信我们每一个人都希望能够这样。
Paul knew that when you died, you didn't go straight to heaven.
保罗知道呢，当我们死的时候，并不是立刻就到天上去。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
我们来看看提摩太后书第四章。
Look at verse 7.
第四章第七节。
He said these words.
他这么说。
I have fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过。
I have kept the faith.
那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Verse 8 says, Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
When did Paul expect to get this crown of righteousness? When did he expect to get it?
保罗呢，在什么时候要接受这个公义的冠冕呢？
The Bible says, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
圣经说不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
When did Paul expect to get his crown of righteousness?
保罗什么时候要接受这个公义的冠冕呢？
When?
什么时候呢？
At Jesus' second coming.
就是耶稣显现，第二次显现的时候。
Paul knew that when you die, you just wait in the grave, awaiting the day when Jesus will come.
保罗知道，当我们死的时候呢，我们就在坟墓里面等待，等待着耶稣来的那一天。
I want to close with this story tonight.
今天晚上我要以这个故事作为结束。
If you go to England,
如果你到英国去，
there is a beautiful gravestone.
有一块很美的这个坟墓的墓石。
It is carved out of granite.
是用大理石，不是大理石，granite.
It's carved out of stone.
是一种石头刻出来的。
And the artist that carved it carved a giant door in the ground. It's a massive door.
这个艺术家呢，他刻这个墓石的呢，他就刻了一个很大块的石头，用刻了一个门在这个地上。
It has, in the door, there's even like a handle and a keyhole and a key in the door, in the keyhole.
这个门呢，是有一个门洞，就是锁匙的洞的。然后呢，这个锁匙呢，也在那个门洞那边的。But
that's not all.
还不止这样。Attached
to the key in this keyhole in the door.
就是这个门的这个门洞的那个钥匙呢，还有一个连着的东西。There
is a hand.
是一只手。
The hand belongs to a crouching angel that is kneeling above this door.
就是有一个跪着的天使，他的手呢就握着这一把钥匙。
This angel is massive.
这天使呢很大。
He has one hand on this key in the keyhole in the door.
他一只手呢就连着这个锁匙在这个门洞那边。
The other hand is actually over his eyes like this.
然后另外一只手呢，就遮着他这个眼眉这边看。
And the artist has carved so much detail in the angel's face.
然后呢，这个艺术家呢，他刻了这个天使的面孔呢，很多的细节，刻得很细致。
That the angel's face is facing to the horizon.
然后这个天使的面孔呢，是向这个地平线。
And it is his face looks as if he is shielding his eyes from something that is on the horizon that is very, very bright.
然后呢，他的手呢，盖着这个眼眉，就好像是遮盖这个在地平线那边很亮很亮的一个东西。
And there are only three words on this gravestone.
然后呢，在这个墓石上面只有三个字。
Only three words.
就三个字。
You see, on this gravestone, all it says is till he
在这块墓石上面呢，写的那三个字就是“到他来”。
Do you understand?
你了解吗？
What the artist is saying is when Jesus comes.
这个艺术家所要说的就是当耶稣来的时候，
The angels will come.
这个天使会来。
They will unlock these graves that have been holding these people.
他们会打开这些坟墓，就是。 存留着这些死人的坟墓。
And the dead in Christ are going to rise.
然后那些在耶稣里面死了的人呢，都要复活。
Many years ago,
很多年前,
I discovered that I had a grandfather who lived in Japan.
我呢，才发现到我一个祖父呢，是在日本活着的。
I didn't even know about him.
我根本不认识他。
And then one day my father said, we are going to take a family vacation to Japan.
然后呢，有一天我的父亲就说，我们要到日本去放假，度假。
And I said, oh, why are we going?
然后我就说，哦，为什么我们去那边呢？
And he said, we're going to meet grandpa.
我们要去看看祖父。
He was a very wealthy man.
他是个很富有的人。
He paid for our whole family to go.
他呢，就付钱我们所有的旅费，他都包办。
He put us up in one of the nicest hotels in Tokyo.
然后呢，让我们住在东京这很好的旅店。
And then one day he brought us to Ginza.
然后有一天他就带我们到。
It's like the jewelry district of Tokyo.
这Ginza就是这条街呢，专门卖珠宝的。
And he took my mother and my sister shopping.
然后就带我的妈妈和我的姐姐去买东西。
He bought them bracelet after bracelet and jewelry after jewelry of pure gold and white gold and platinum.
然后呢，他就买了这种真金啊、纯金啊、白金啊所做的这些首饰。
He just bought me a Seiko watch.
他只买了一个手表给我。
But he was very kind to us.
可是呢，他对我们非常好。
My grandfather died.
我的祖父去世。
But I am looking forward to the day.
可是呢，我是展望到那一天。
When Jesus comes,
当耶稣来,
the graves will be opened.
坟墓呢会打开,
and we will be reunited with those that have passed into the grave, into death.
我们呢会跟这些死去在坟墓里面的亲人呢重见。
I want Jesus to come.
我希望耶稣来。
How many of you want to say with me tonight?
今天晚上有多少人愿意跟我一同说
？Jesus, help me to be faithful so that I can meet my loved ones too when you come.
耶稣，求你帮助我能够忠心，直到你来的那日，我能够跟我所爱的人相会。
If that's your desire tonight, won't you raise your hand?
如果这是你今天的想望，那么请你举起手来。
God bless you, friend. As we close tonight.
愿上帝赐福大家。
Let's bow our heads as we pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Tonight we are reminded that death is simply asleep.
今天晚上我们再次的被提醒，死亡不过是睡眠。
Tonight we are reminded that your plan is the best.
我们再次的被提醒，你的计划是最好的。
And we are thankful that when you come.
我们是多么的感激你，当你来的时候
，We will be reunited with our loved ones.
我们能够跟我们所爱的人重新的相聚。
Until you come,
直到你来
，Keep us faithful.
求你保守我们忠心。
Help us to follow you each day.
帮助我们每一天都跟随你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.